Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine has been called the most recognized book in all of medicine, but now it's being scrutinized not for what's in it, but for what's not. A new study found that authors of the book failed to disclose financial interests in the things they wrote about, things which earned some of them more than $11 million in payments between 2009 and 13, from drug companies, medical device makers, and the medical patents the authors held. While transparency isn't legally required for textbooks, the study's researchers are calling for greater disclosure. Adam Marcus contributes to Stat News, the watchdog column. He joins us from New York. So, Adam, who did this study? And tell us more about what they found.
So the study was conducted by a group led by a fellow named Brian Piper, who's a neuroscientist at the Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And he and his colleagues had done similar sorts of studies looking at undisclosed potential financial conflicts of interest in various textbooks. And then they turned their attention to, as you note, Harrison's, which is one of the most prominent medical textbooks in the world. And they found, unsurprisingly, they said, but dismayingly, they note that no financial conflicts of interest were disclosed by publishers in the textbooks. In other words, the money that the doctors received or the authors received for the work they'd done for industry and their patent holdings, which could potentially influence what they write, were not at all made clear to readers.
Well, but you say, you know, potentially could influence what they write about. Does that necessarily mean that the information in that book is tainted?
Absolutely not. There isn't a bright line that connects funding from industry with bias. What we do know is that doctors who take more money from industry are more likely to prescribe brand name pharmaceuticals, for example. And as you could imagine, that might influence patient care in a way that, A, promotes more use of pharmaceuticals, but also is more expensive to the healthcare system in general.
Yeah. Look, you contacted the publisher, McGraw-Hill. They have not responded yet, but we know financial disclosures are standard in scientific journals where these same authors also publish. So why do you think textbooks aren't subject to those rules?
It's an excellent question, and it's a dinosaur holdover from an older time when these sorts of disclosures weren't as common as they are now. But one thing the authors point out, which we totally agree with, is that it needs to change. These textbooks, which every fledgling doctor has to read and has to buy, really should say who's paying what to the authors of the chapters that they're reading.
Have you heard from any of the authors? Because I'm thinking that if I'm a student and I'm required to read this, right now, I'm doubting things. I'll be reading and thinking, I wonder if they picked that device because they, are financially involved with that device. So have you heard from any of the authors, the doctors themselves?
We haven't, but you raise a good point, which is I think every reader should wonder why it is they're reading what they're reading. And if a device or procedure is recommended, everybody should wonder what the strength of the evidence is and whether the person who's recommending it has any particular stake in it, whether it's financial or non-financial.
So neuroscientist Brian Piper, who did this study, did another one in 2015, found conflicts of interest in pharmacology textbooks. And now he's calling for more transparency because, as you point out, students don't have a choice. This is the book you have to read. So we'll see if there's any change from this. Adam Marcus, again, who contributes to Stat News, the watchdog column, will post this one at hearnow.org. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.